This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
First, I want to thank Charles Love for guest hosting a few days last week. Thank you, Charles. I had jury duty. Jury duty. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. And I ask my assistant executive director of Seeking Educational Excellence, Mr. Charles Love, to step in for me. And he did. He is a rising star for sure. I don't know if Charles told you guys, but his article was featured on Rush Limbaugh's show. And then, of course, he's done many stints on Fox News, mostly on Shannon Bream's show, but also Martha McCallum and others. So to get Charles to step in with his busy schedule was a real privilege for me to ask him to do that. And hopefully you guys enjoy what Charles had to say. Very insightful young man. Anyway, I am glad to be back. And I'm wondering if things changed during the week that I was gone. Have Democrats figured out how bat crap crazy they are? Or, yeah, there is an or, are Democrats just simply out to destroy America? And I say, in answer to the second question, by asking you a question, does a one-legged duck swim in circles? Of course they want to destroy America, and they want to destroy you. You are living in the wake of their attempted destruction. That's right. They love it. They love putting pain on you. They relish in your loss of jobs. Oh, did I mention 1.28 million people have jobs? That was the Friday's job report. Yeah, another record. Well, what was it? No, it was more than that, wasn't it? They thought I don't remember the numbers, but I know this. Donald Trump created many, many more jobs than they thought he would create. In fact, there were some of them who were hoping that we would lose more jobs. Oh, yeah. See, this is why I keep telling you, don't worry. People are going back to work. Understand this. With the Democrats doing everything they can to lock down this country, to self-imprison and self-impose, get people to self-imprison and to self-lockdown, enslave. That's what I've been saying, self-imprison and self-enslave. And they're scuttling these small companies. Drive by these strip malls and you'll see empty stores. They're making us go into this whole new mode. Have you gone to a restaurant lately where, oh, well, we'll do curbside delivery, and you can't go into Chick-fil-A, you can't go into most of these restaurants that you wait in drive-ins, and it's a whole drive-in culture, and all that. And they still can't shut us down. They created bureaucracies. Oh, we're going to have police. I talked about these checkpoints the other day. They got cop checkpoints, like DUI checkpoints for masks. I'll get into that in a little bit later. But all these things, and they can't shut this economy down. They want it to go down. 27,000 the Dow. It's only 2,000 off of its high. I want you to understand, that's still remarkably larger than what Barack Obama could ever possibly create. And Donald Trump is dealing with this in the time of a plandemic, a Chinese Wu flu, where the Democrats are plotting against him. And all this, you know what else they're doing? Racial strife. Mask strife and racial strife. I'll tell you about a run-in I had with a guy at Costco regarding a mask. I don't wear the mask. Anyway, they got strife going on, an uptick in crime in every major metropolitan area. And I want you to ask yourself, who do you think is they blame for this? You think they blame Donald Trump, a law and order president, a guy who keeps threatening to send in the National Guard, who's pro-cop beyond belief? Do you think they blame him, or do you think they blame the Democrats? Do you think Joe Biden is not going to carry this big 800-pound ape on his back going in this election cycle? Come on, y'all. Come on, man. Come on, man. Joe Biden. Come on, man. We don't have a clip. We got to get a clip of Joe saying, come on, man. Come on, man. And Biden's, I'll get into him in a bit. He's got his own set of problems. Anyway, the Democrats, they relish in the destruction of businesses. This includes the woke businesses. They don't care about that. They don't make a distinction for businesses, whether you're woke or you're not. Ask those Democrats in St. Louis who were protecting their homes, lifelong Democrats who helped black people, who felt they were the most woke. And now they're being sued, got their guns confiscated, they're being sued. Yeah. White woke left is being attacked by Antifa and wondering, why me? I'm woke. Because you can't be woke enough. So I tell you, people on the conservative side, if you think you're going to placate, satisfy, in some way, make a leftist okay with you, you must be out of your ever-loving mind. They will never be okay with you. It doesn't matter. Let me just explain. You could go over to their philosophy. They still will not be okay with you. They will figure out some way to distinguish themselves from you. You don't even know what it'll be. You'll be cruising along going, yeah, man, I hate Donald Trump. I love Barack Obama. What do you mean you love Barack Obama? Do you understand the meaning of love? And oh, what did I do? Yeah, you got triggered. You triggered him. Something new you weren't aware of. You didn't get the memo. You didn't wake up quick enough. Hollywood didn't talk about it fast enough to you. Whatever. I don't know how they work. But I tell you this. It's the mind of demented people. Democrats relish, folks, in the destruction of religion. Yeah, here's what's funny. They're touting Biden. Biden is upset that Trump says he's a godless. And Trump called Biden. He's got no belief in God. He's got no belief in America, etc. How dare he attack my religion? Says the guy who's over the party that booed God. Oh, Biden, he's so pious. You know, when my son, Bo, died, I had to rely on my faith. What faith, Joe Biden? Joe Biden hadn't been inside of a church since the last time he ran for some office. You think this dude goes to church and gives a crap about God? He's supposedly a great Catholic, right? He's a great Roman Catholic. Yeah, how many Roman Catholics do you know are for abortion? How many Roman Catholics do you know are for anarchy? Going against civilized society. Condoning the acts of Black Lives Matter, a racist terrorist group. I would just, anybody, please contact me here at thekevinjacksonshow.com and let me know how many Roman Catholics believe in abortion and believe in anarchy. Look, I don't know much about the Catholic religion, but I did sleep at a Holiday Inn Express, and I don't believe that the God the Catholics worship to would condone those two things. Just saying. We got a ton to talk about, folks. They hate good news in the era of Trump, but that's what we're going to bring you today. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists are not doing themselves any favors in America right now. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Wow. I keep saying to my audience, the people that come here each and every day, or whenever you drop in, I say to you, look at the chaos that's going on in this country and ask yourself, why would you want Biden as your president? Nobody I know would want Joe Biden or any leftist leading him. You look, forget, I'm going to try to make sense of this. You're in a city. You've moved there because you've bought into all the trappings of leftism. You are woke in every way. You believe yourself to be non-racially motivated. You're not bigoted. You're not sexist. You're not homophobic. You're not any of it. And you know what the people do around you? They remind you that it doesn't matter how woke you are. They will beat you down. They will put their car in front of you. I mean, put themselves in front of your vehicle while you're trying to just go to work. You are one of them for all intents and purposes. It's a city full of them. And you know what they do? They disrupt you in every way. You don't feel safe. You don't feel secure. You feel none of the things that, you know, that's happening where you would if you were a conservative. You don't feel any of that. and they and you think they're going to win? No way. And I don't want to even say that people are fearful per se. They're just apprehensive. They're like, I don't want any more of this. I was looking at the blurb on people being shot. Somebody was shot. Everywhere there's one of these so-called protests. Let's just face it. These are acts of terror. But everywhere there's one of these. Somebody's getting beaten or shot. And that's just the stuff that they tell you on the front end. In other words, oh, so-and-so got beaten. They aren't telling you about the robberies, the rapes, the carjackings, and things like that. They're keeping that from you. Two people were shot. I think they arrested two people in Portland who had shot people in Portland. So, I mean, these are all protesters doing their thing. And what about NFAU, this black group in Louisville? This morning, they shot two of their own people in Louisville. But it gets worse. The black dude that runs that organization is caught on video being told, now everybody trying to get in on the money. You know, now they find out there's some money in it, everybody trying to get in on the money. And he's talking to another one of his brothers, right? And then he puts his finger up to his mouth and goes, shh, don't talk about it. They're being paid. He's been paid to organize black people to menace Louisville, Kentucky. And they got it on tape. They got it on camera. I'm just telling you, there are some sinister people out there. Democrats are not doing themselves any favors. And now what do we find out? We find out just how crooked the FBI is. I always go back to Adam Schiff talking about, we need to get data. We need more information, more information, more information. And Trump goes, okay, give them all the information. Oh, no, we don't want the information. We don't want the information. Because you know what? I told you about Democrats. When they tell you what they want, it's not what they want. We want this exposed. We want this to be seen in the light of day. Please do it. Oh, you got to. Okay, here you go. No. It's a matter of national security. We can't do it. So now what's happening is we're getting little by little all this information. And you know what it validates? It validates your common sense. There is nothing that you're going to learn from these documents that you don't already know. True. So I'm just telling you, I'm looking at all the things that look, if it was one thing, you could go, well, Kev, come on, man. How many things do I need to tell you? You got protests all over the place where people are being killed. They don't say a word. Let me ask you a real quick question. How many people died with all of the Tea Party protests, the Tea Party marches? How many people died? None. How many cities were disrupted? Give me anything in comparison to what we do versus what they do. And tell me, who's the civilized people? Because I can answer the question. It's an easy question. The question doesn't even need an answer, okay, in case you're trying to answer it. You know the answer. Can you imagine if the Tea Party were doing anything close to this? And here's what's interesting. The people who did it right, the people who said, we're going to vote, we're going to go march, and we're going to protest, you know, and let this government know that we want redress, but we're not burning anything down, we're not looting, we're not killing anybody, we're not setting up Tea Party autonomous zones and things like this. And you know what? When you do it right, they demonize you, and you end up just with nothing. Now, it's still being talked about. I still run Tea Party Community, even though I shut down the social media site, because nobody was coming over. So to heck with it. Dan Bongino and his team is trying to build up Parler, and maybe there'll be people that'll go over and hang out and do some stuff, but, you know, I don't know. I wish them success, but I tried it, and I couldn't do it. But we still run it. I still am a proud member of the Tea Party. Proud. Because we did nothing wrong. There are people that are proud to be members of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and both of those are the most destructive cancers in this republic. And there are people that support it with millions of dollars. I just want you to understand, if I had started the Tea Party for leftists and said we're going to, you know, it was the equivalent of an Occupy Wall Street or whatever, I'm not having this same conversation. I would be flush with cash. If I made it, you know, anti-establishment of Republicans and all, it would be insane how much money would have been thrown at me. I mean, think about what Black Lives Matter gets. And they tell you up front, we hate family, we hate the patriarchy, we hate America, we hate white people. Boom, all this money. It's insane. But here's the good news for people listening to the program. This is driving you crazy because you see the ironies. You see the craziness of it all and you go, how do we get to this? I'll tell you how you get to this. By backing the wrong people. I don't get it. The conservative movement likes to back talkers. They don't like to back doers. They're caught up in the star quality of some people, and they should be caught up in the actions of people that go out and do it. And they don't. They aren't. It's sad. Because there are people out there who need a voice. We're grooming a new kid. His name is Zoe, amazing filmmaker, very telegenic, young black man. We're grooming him. I sound like these Holly weirdos. But we're grooming him for greatness. I try to find these people. Charles Love on Rush Limbaugh, then on Fox News. Christopher Harris on Tucker, etc. We groom people to give them bigger voices. There just aren't enough of us out there that really want to see other voices get heard. We got more when we come back. Keep it here.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is asking Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers to reconsider an offer from the federal government to accept additional law enforcement support, including National Guard. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows telling Fox News the feds are ready if needed.
The president was on the phone with the governor today as well. We have National Guard standing by that if the general for the National Guard needs additional help, we're there to do it.
The National Hurricane Center is warning residents in the path of Hurricane Laura that they have only a few more hours to protect lives and property from what will be a very destructive storm. Laura is already a Category 3 storm and is expected to be a Category 4 when it reaches Texas or the Louisiana shore tonight. This is USA Radio News. New court documents have uncovered two memorandums dated May 26th and June 1st that suggest Chief Hennepin County Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker concluded George Floyd likely died from a fentanyl overdose and found no physical evidence that he died of asphyxiation. The memos seemingly run contrary to medical examiners hired by the Floyd family, whose final conclusion was that Floyd's death was a homicide. A new economic report showing some positive news. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
An economic report released by the government this morning showing durable goods orders jumping by more than 11% in July. New orders for products that are built to last more than 3 years, like appliances, rose 11.3% last month, easily beating estimates of a 4.3% gain.
This is USA Radio News.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I say to leftists, nanny, nanny, poo-poo. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I am one to rub it in your face. I'm one to take your head and put it down into my crotch of the reason and start gyrating. Yes, we have defeated you, and we're only at the beginning of it. Glad you guys are here. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. I want to put this whole Durham thing in perspective now that Klein Smith has pled guilty or will soon plead guilty to one count of lying. That's all you need. One count of lying is all. That's the fuse. The match that lit the fuse that started this whole nonsense where we spent $30 million. Who's going to pay it back? Is Klein Smith going to have to pay it back? Give us restitution? Let me put it in perspective. Mueller gets Papadopoulos on a lie, slap on the wrist. Papadopoulos is going to get his record expunged. I'm just telling you. And he's vocal about it. I'm going to try to get him on the show. He's not returning my tweets, my message to him. But we'll see. Maybe he thinks he's too big for me. But we'll figure it out. Then Mueller gets Flynn on a lie, right? FBI setup, and he's about to completely be exonerated. And let's face it, Flynn is going to be a rich man soon. I hope he is. I hope Flynn is flying around in private jets, and I don't know what else I could make, you know, for him to get his comeuppance. But I want to see this man absolutely rubbing it in the face of the leftists. They got Manafort, right? Remember him? No. Nobody else does either, because Manafort, his only guilt that he had was running the Trump campaign for all of a minute. And they said, let's get him. Then Mueller gets 13 or so Russians who eventually sued America and said, we don't like what you said about us. You characterize us wrong. You mischaracterized us. You effectively defamed us. You were libelous. Or slanderous, I should say. Both, well, libelous and slanderous. And who knows what could happen if these guys, with all the leftist rags that wrote bad things about these so-called Russian oligarchs and everybody helping Trump, well, they sued and won. So Mueller got nothing there. So at the end of the day, he sued some obscure Swedish financial guy. I don't know what he was. He was some white national. Maybe he wasn't Swedish, but he was of white nationality, white ethnicity. Mueller got bupkis. Nothing. At the end of the day, if you add up everything that the left were bragging about that Mueller got, it was bupkis. So for those keeping score, it's Durham 1 and Mueller 0. And soon, Durham is going to have a full trophy room. And this is what has the left panicked. He's examining everything. You know, Barr foreshadowed this legal action in an interview where he said there would be a development Friday that was not earth-shattering. Mm-hmm. He said, it would be an indication that the investigation is moving along. I want to get to that. I want to get to that. But I want to finish talking about this Durham thing. They said the Durham investigation will also examine the intelligence community's assessment about Russian election interference has caused deep concern among Democrats who view it as a politically charged exercise meant to relitigate an already closed investigation and fear criminal charges or public reports issued so close to the 2020 election could be timed to affect November's vote. The investigation has proceeded alongside a parallel effort by the Senate Republicans to discredit the Russia probe, as if we need to discredit this thing. Discredit what? They said, and A.G. Barr has escalated his own criticism of the FBI's probe. And that's when he made that comment about it not being earth-shattering. That was one that got me. So here's the deal before I get into that. The takedown of the left, I want you to understand, has begun. And the take back of D.C. Durham got the FBI's attorney. Who do you think he's going to get next? What information do you think Klein Smith gave up to get a lighter sentence? Because you better know, Klein Smith provided names, information and names. And unlike President Trump's former attorney, whom the FBI completely ransacked his life, they came into his office, they took files and computers and everything in order to get dirt on Trump. They then said, hey, Cohen, we'll give you a lighter sentence if you will give us some dirt on Trump. And you know what they got? They got the same thing Mueller got. They got absolutely bupkis because there was nothing to get. But my bet is old Klein Smith sang like a canary. So watch the news cycle for a bit. It's going to overshadow, of course, Joe Biden's lackluster pick of Kamala Harris. That's already been knocked out of the thing. Klein Smith, folks, is only the beginning of what I think is going to be a drip campaign run by the Department of Justice. They're going to let the Democrats keep lying. They've already started rallying around. I read a title of a story, a headline, and it said DOJ officials condemn what Donald Trump did to Klein Smith. How do you condemn it when the dude says, yeah, I did it? How can he possibly get that information? Donald Trump is bad. He's setting him, he's doing that. Whatever they claim of Donald Trump, understand this. Klein Smith knew he was got. He wasn't railroaded like General Flynn. Nobody sneaked in and went, hey, Klein Smith, do you want to come over with a cup of coffee or some tea? No, they went in. They said, we're the FBI. We are the DOJ. We know what you did. And here's what you want to give us your side of the story. I got to tell you, I lied. I'm sorry. I lied. That's how they got their information. So what do they think is going to happen? So Democrats are going to continue to try to play cover up. Oh, this is a political move to get Klein Smith. They're just trying to set him up. They're going to give you the playbook of everything that they've done, all of their misdeeds. And each time they say something, the drip campaign is Durham's going to go, yeah, it might get away with that, except boom, here's your next shoe to fall. And then they're going to do it again. And Durham's going to go, yeah, we might go for that if we didn't know this. Boom. And I want you to think James O'Keefe in the Acorn story when they went to the first location about these underage Guatemalan girls that they were going to use for sex, for underage prostitution. And the Acorn people said, we'll just tell you how to set it up. Yeah, here's how you do it. Don't mention that. Don't mention about the underage girls and all that coming from Guatemala. We'll just set you up, to get in this housing program. And they go, well, that was only one location, and we have let go of those people. And they go, well, what about these other three locations that said the same thing? Aha! Well, that's what's going to happen here. Game, set, match. But there is another part of this story that I find intriguing. And I've alluded to it twice now. It was A.G. Barr. And something that he said, he made a comment that this is not earth-shattering. He's been vocal about this investigation of the president prior to this, really, since he got started. At the very beginning, he goes, something doesn't smell right. It doesn't pass the smell test. And he questioned it multiple times in media, not privately. He was openly honest about it. A guy who was an AG from the Bush administration did not even know President Trump. Said the only reason why he took the job is because Trump said, it's your job to have, man. Go and do justice for this country. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I want you to understand how important that was when you think about Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch and how their relationship was with Barack Obama. And Barr's position on this, when he looked into it and said, this doesn't seem right, it vexed Mueller at the time and the Democrats. There was an article I read that said Special Counsel Mueller expressed frustration to Attorney General William Barr last month about how the findings of his Russia investigation were being portrayed, saying he worried that a letter summarizing the main conclusions of the probe lacked the necessary context and was creating public confusion about his team's work. Yeah, Barr absolutely did create public confusion in his comments because Barr exposed the truth about the sham investigation. And they wanted him to go along. Don't you know the game, William Barr? Come on, baby. Bill, this is us. Come on, man. That's Biden. Come on, man. Play the game. Yeah. Barr had been criticized for his summary of Mueller's investigation, in which he said it concluded that neither Trump, the campaign, or its associates conspired with Russia to influence the 2016 election. That was the net of it. Mueller wrote a letter to the Justice Department expressing concerns about the Barr's four-page summary, and he said it didn't capture the essence of what I was trying to explain. It's artistic, Bill. Don't you understand? You do not see the nuance, man. Look at the color of the lighting. Yep. Barr said, nope, not going to work. So the Democrats pushed back. They said Barr's in the bag for the president. And they reference Mueller's feeble indictments that I've already gone over. When we come back, I'm going to explain why this is a big deal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats don't like Barr. They claim that he is all in for the president of men he had never met, had no affiliation, affinity for, or affiliation to, etc. Unlike Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, who worshipped the ground Obama walked on and ran interference for the most crooked administration in the history of our country. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. And Barr made this very interesting comment. He said that this information that we were going to get that came forward about Kleinsmith is not earth-shattering. And I was thinking to myself, that's kind of weird. Anyway, but back to the Democrats going after Barr. Here's what Ted Lieu said back in the day. He said, Special Counsel Mueller indicted 34 individuals and companies. At least 8 had been convicted or pled guilty. He found that Russia systematically and sweepingly interfered in our U.S. elections. What Bill Barr is now doing is essentially to tell American people none of that should have happened. It's deeply troubling what Bill Barr is doing. What Bill Barr did was essentially elucidate the truth. Now, Democrats united their media and their minions in an effort to discredit Barr. I remember watching Barr. He chuckled at him. He laughed at their attempt to make him look like he was like, whatever. Yeah, nice try, guys. And in that moment, if I were a Democrat, I would have been scared. Well, I would have been in brown underwear. Let's just say that. Because Barr was saying, you ain't getting over on me, guys. And indeed, big troubles are for Democrats. Because only a day or so before breaking this news regarding Kleinsmith, Barr declared that the coming announcement that Durham was going to make was, quote, not earth-shattering. Really? Really, think about that. It's not earth-shattering. A legit guilty plea from the FBI attorney who tried to get, who essentially initiated the coup against Trump, it's not earth-shattering. How is that even possible? Even the smallest bit of information regarding Durham's report is earth-shattering to a public who is starving for information on this case. We were all looking for it, right? We've been waiting on any iota, any modicum of an update, so much so that simply announcing a date for the information would have been considered earth-shattering. Can you imagine if I came on a radio show and said, hey, listen, Wednesday, Durham's going to start issuing reports. We're going to learn of the different people. You would have been like, yeah, I can't wait till Wednesday. I would have been getting notes from you on this. I would have been talking about, I would have said, ooh, guys, y'all, it's Monday. Y'all know what Wednesday is. It ain't hump day only. You know, we would have been all celebrating the idea that we're going to get information that we don't even know what it is. Don't tell me it's not earth shattering. And it got me thinking. Yeah, what of that? After years, folks, of waiting for something, anything that resembled justice, America got an Obama-era Department of Injustice crook to admit he lied. That's huge. It was enough to knock Biden's running mate announcement out of the news cycle. That was supposed to last for a week. Kamala who? Oh, they don't even know how to pronounce her name. So it's Kamala, 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 Kamala. And of course, there's a bunch of negative news, so they should be happy it knocked her out of the news. But it knocked, and then there's the other factor that Kamala Harris is so disinteresting that she knocked herself out. But no, no, no. All that got knocked, everything got knocked out of the news cycle once we learned that Kleinsmith pled guilty. So how could Barr possibly suggest that a guilty plea from this man, the man who falsified documents to the FISA court, was not earth-shattering? He had to know already that Kleinsmith had agreed to plead guilty. And while Kleinsmith was certainly no Comey as far as perpetrators go, he's far enough up the food chain for Barr not to make the statement that this was not earth-shattering, and that got my curiosity up. Just trying to put it into perspective for you folks. How could Barr say that? He knew it. He knew the announcement. Durham works for him. Durham said, okay, A.G. Barr, listen, we're going to be making an announcement that Kleinsmith is pleading guilty. And Barr goes, oh, okay, all right, well, not exactly earth-shattering, but, you know, go ahead. You get it? I got curious. I was like, wait a minute. This is earth-shattering. This is big news. Now, where does Kleinsmith rank? That was one of my questions. I said, well, maybe Barr feels like he's not a big deal. Kleinsmith appeared in this thing called Q-Drop, where, and this was back in like 2018-19, and his name came up, but it was little. It was little. They were listing, you know, Hillary Clinton and a lot of the Bruce Orr, right, and then Bruce and Nellie Orr and the whole, you know, all the different Fusion GPS and Loretta Lynch, Comey, McCabe, you know, all those names. But Kleinsmith, no. And then Bongino, who's really on top of this story, I went to find one of his articles, and he didn't mention Kleinsmith. So you go, well, who is he? Well, he wasn't low level. It wasn't like he was a minion, and you were never going to hear his name. Like this guy that's come out recently, Stephen Schrage. That's pretty low level. He worked for a professor that was called the Walrus or whatever, who was part of the dossier getting it out there to the media by way of this Christopher Steele. That's low level. Clyde Smith, the FBI's attorney, that's not low level. The guy that's got to have a signature on a document, but none of these people had mentioned him. Yeah. And it brings me to, you know, this whole, you know, how do we get him, right? Why is his name suddenly in the mix? Well, I don't know how those other guys thought about him, because, as I said, Q-Drop, Bungino, and many others, they didn't mention Clyde Smith, but I did. In November of last year, I wrote this about Clyde Smith in an article titled, More Altered DOD Documents Spell Doom for Schiff and Team. Prophetic. I've been calling this for a long time. I've been telling you guys, I realize the wheels of justice seem to move slowly, but you don't understand. The wheels of justice were not meant to move at all. This was going to get so swept under the rug with Hillary Clinton that we would never know about it. The same way Obama could make the claim that he had a scandal-free administration. You know how he did it? Because he had everybody on his team. Everybody. That swamp was ready to come to his aid. And Donald Trump drained the swamp. And this is where we are. So here's what I wrote. We now know that Clyde Smith altered the document that set the investigation of Carter Page in motion. I wrote this in November of 2019. I said, these altered documents were modified to sell them to the FISA courts. Also, clearly the left now sees Clyde Smith as a scapegoat who can and will take the fall for many who lied up the food chain. Sadly for the left, the buck won't stop with Clyde Smith. So the plea by Clyde Smith was not unexpected by me almost, 8 months, 9 months ago? It wasn't unexpected. I knew it. I predicted it. I said the buck won't stop with Clyde Smith. I said he's going to get... I didn't know he was going to do a plea. I figured they'd indict him and, whatever. But he's taking a plea, which even more validates my point that the jig is up. It's over. If he was fighting it and we had to take him to court, you could say, ooh, these guys are, they're all not going to talk about it. They're talking about it. They're scared. And this brings me back to A.G. Barr and his comment about this not being earth-shattering. So you say to yourself, Clyde Smith didn't fight it. He did a plea. So he's probably given additional testimony. There's a lot more data that's coming out of this that we don't know. And Barr makes the comment, in the next day or so, you're going to get some information, but it's not exactly going to be earth-shattering. Yeah, you're going to get the top attorney for the Department of Justice who lit the fuse on a criminal investigation, on what has now become a criminal investigation, because we know these people lied. He lied to the FISA court, the court you're not supposed to lie to under any circumstances. And he did it. So what Barr was saying, folks, is this. You ain't seen nothing yet. This is not the earth-shattering news. Do you understand what he hinted at? He said, this is just part of the investigation. Wait until we get to the earth-shattering stuff. Whew. Now, I read between the lines. I broke it down for you. You can say, Kev, you're full of it, or whatever. But I'm going to tell you this. I suggest Democrats buckle up. Make sure the bag works on your car. Because this is going to make Freddie Gray's van ride look like smooth sailing.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.